Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Health advocates are warning Ohioans with private health plans could see their premiums rise next year unless Congress steps in. This is after a recent Trump administration order ending so-called cost-sharing payments to insurance companies. The federal subsidies help lower copays and deductibles for millions of Americans, mostly people earning less than $29,000 a year, with insurance through the Individual Affordable Care Act marketplace. Catherine Fallon is a researcher at the nonprofit Policy Matters Ohio. She says the potential loss of federal funding is fueling uncertainty in states' insurance markets.
We've already seen an increase in premiums in Ohio, something like a 30% increase from the 2018 year, in part because of the instability.
The Ohio Department of Insurance predicts the average cost of individual, non-employer plans will be 34% higher next year. Open enrollment for private health insurance is set to begin November 1st. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.